USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is now the seventh time the FBI has looked into Judge Kavanaugh's background.
U.S. Senators now reviewing summaries of an FBI investigation into sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Senate Leader Mitch McConnell noting,
this information comes on top of what was already been one of the most thorough and most exhaustive Senate reviews of any Supreme Court nominee.
The White House says nothing in this latest FBI report should keep Kavanaugh from being confirmed as a justice. Senators are reviewing the summaries on Capitol Hill in private this morning. They're not supposed to discuss the contents of that report. A 39-year-old man arrested for allegedly sending envelopes containing a potentially toxic powder to the White House and Pentagon is a U.S. Navy veteran. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Iran is not dismantling its nuclear program. That's what the National Security Advisor says.
And its hostile and aggressive military behavior in the region today is a breach of international peace and security.
Speaking with reporters at the White House, John Bolton called Iran a rogue regime and a particular threat in the volatile Middle East, and he noted the U.S. is pulling out of a decades-old treaty with Iran that affirmed friendly relations. A police officer is dead, six other officers wounded after a two-hour standoff in South Carolina late yesterday. Shots ringing out as members of the Florence County Sheriff's Office and Florence Police were executing a search warrant. A 30-year veteran was killed. Three other city police officers and three county deputies hurt. A suspect is in custody. The Labor Department reports 207,000 filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, a little less than the week before. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The other shoe drops with Amazon's raise for its workers as it's now announced it's eliminating bonuses and stock awards so as to help pay for those hourly raises. The retailer is saying it would pay all U.S. workers at least $15 an hour beginning November 1st, but to help pay for those wage increases, Amazon says it will eliminate monthly bonuses and stock awards for warehouse workers. The pay raise coming as Amazon's planning to hire about 100,000 seasonal workers for the holidays. The return of an El Nino weather pattern is going to have a direct effect on the approaching winter season here in this hemisphere, as we hear from John Clemens.
AccuWeather expert long-range forecaster Paul Postolak tells us he believes the biggest area of concern for travel will be from the southern plains up through the mid-Atlantic states this winter.
Well, we're going to start off with a lack of Arctic air intrusions coming down out of the polar region. That'll be locked up there for a little while, but then it's going to be released as the pattern changes over the Pacific, and then we'll see some diving cold Arctic air masses by the middle and latter part of the season.
I'm John Clemens.
And the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry will be on full display in the American League Division Series this year as the Yankees have moved on to it, beating the A's 7-2 last night in the AL Wild Card game at Yankee Stadium. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.